Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. This week we'll be talking about the KNFB Reader app. This is an app that runs on your smartphone, uses the smartphone camera and built-in OCR to read almost anything to you.
We'll be speaking with Joel Zimba, Reading Innovation Project Manager at the National Federation of the Blind, about the app and some of its functionality. But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip comes from Joel Zimba.
Blind people don't always realize all the print that is in your general environment on a daily basis. Every one of my colleagues has said, I never even thought of using KNFB Reader to do X. Like reading museum plaques or reading the sign in a hotel that has all the emergency information that you might want to know about. It never even crosses your mind, but you can do that with KNFB Reader. Not a day goes by that I don't go, you know, I never thought of doing that. When I have someone write to me and they say, hey, I did this, I think I never thought of doing that with KNFB Reader.
Interesting. That has been exactly my experience with the app. There is so much available electronically these days that you can read on a computer or some other device like your smartphone that I really don't think too much about printed material. But since using that app, I've found it useful in a lot of interesting places, just to read documents that were on a bulletin board or pieces of paper that were lying around on a table. It's very interesting.
And as many of you know who are regular listeners, I'm fully sighted, so I'm not using the app. But it's really been a pleasure to watch Pete's sense of wonder as he realizes, oh, I can read this whatever. And it's not just the obvious stuff like the mail that comes into the house. We could be at the bank and there's a poster on the wall and he can read it and he's just so excited. It's really nice.
Support for Eyes on Success is provided by
Mystic Access, providing assistive technology audio tutorials and trainings designed to empower and motivate. Products are created by the blind for the blind. More information available at mysticaccess.com, where the magic is in learning.
And by
The Guide Dog Foundation, training and placing guide dogs for over 70 years, providing independence, enhanced mobility, and companionship to people who are visually impaired or have other special needs at no personal cost. To learn more about their programs or to apply for a guide dog, visit www.guidedog.org. Let's start by meeting Joel and learning a bit about his role at the NFB.
Good afternoon. This is Joel Zimba. I am the Reading Innovation Project Manager at the National Federation of the Blind, and my current primary duty is to provide support, marketing, and other activities surrounding the KNFB Reader.
And how long have you been at NFB? What got you into this current role?
Well, I've been here just about 6 months now. I started in November of 2015. I've been working in the assistive technology arena for quite a few years now. I was previously part of the Maryland Technology Assistance Program. You know, I supported a lot of the blindness products, and I worked a lot of the outreach events. And of course, I live here in Baltimore, so I have many friends who work for the National Federation of the Blind. And when this opportunity came around, it seemed like a really good fit. So here I am.
Cool. So many of our listeners have visual impairments. Do you?
I do. I'm totally blind. I had some vision for the first 6 or 7 years.
We'll be talking about the KNFB Reader that comes from a National Federation of the Blind partnership with Kurzweil. But if you want to learn more about the NFB itself and their services, go to their website at www.nfb.org, or you can type NFB into the search field on our website to find numerous prior episodes that we've done about various functions of the NFB.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
This week's focus topic is the latest version of the KNFB Reader app for smartphones.
Before we get into talking about the details of the KNFB Reader itself, maybe you can tell us a little bit about the history of how this app came to be.
This year marks 40 years since Ray Kurzweil, that's the K of KNFB Reader, is Kurzweil, started partnering to create a machine that could turn printed text into speech, a machine that could read to blind people.
We actually did an earlier episode, number 1444, in which we spoke with Jim Gashel, and he described the day that Ray Kurzweil walked into his office with that proposal.
That's great. Yeah, I've heard him mention that. So Jim was, of course, there, and he's the one, he's worked at this all along. He's been there since day one in 1975 or 76 or whenever that was. And, you know, he says he didn't really believe him at first. And then Ray proved that this was a reality. The first reading machine, I gather, was quite large. I've never seen one. And it cost around $30,000.
I was actually fortunate enough to have one of those. I worked at Xerox in the early 80s, just about the time they bought the Kurzweil system.
No kidding.
Xerox, of course, wanted it for OCR for their printers and other associated products.
Right.
But at the time, they were trying to manufacture larger numbers of these things to bring down the cost. And so they were giving them away to libraries and other organizations. And as an employee who was blind at Xerox, they said, who could use one? And so one showed up in my office. And you're right, this thing was about the size of a small washing machine. It was huge.
So it showed up in your office, but where did you proceed to stay?
Well, fortunately, I had an office that fit me, a couple of computers, and this Kurzweil reading machine. But it was a very interesting device. It was a flatbed scanner, but unlike scanners these days, it was like an XY scanner instead of a full-width scanner. And it took several minutes just to read the page in before you'd get any text out at all.
Yeah, that's what I gather. So the cool thing is some of that original technology, meaning the software itself, is still in operation today. Some of the same ideas, the original patents are still in effect. And they do things like clean up the image and despeckle and stabilize it before the actual OCR part of things happens. And that is some of the magic of KNFB Reader. That is what sets the Kurzweil technology apart from other OCR products, is that it's this additional step that happens before the recognition that makes it so much better.
Oh, that's very interesting.
So the years march on and the devices get smaller and the cost comes down. In the 90s, I had access to one of the Reading Edge machines, which was really great for its time. It had a little cutout for the spine of a book, so you could open it up flat and you could scan the pages of the book really easily. And it looked more like the flatbed scanners that many of us, or most of us, are familiar with at this point.
Yeah, at least the size of that one wasn't so embarrassingly large that you didn't mind putting it on your desk.
It would fit on your desk, and it was a standalone guy, and it would read to you, and it worked quite well. And it would process a page in probably under a minute, I would say.
I think that's about right. I had one of those also, and that was about the speed.
And that was in the single thousands, like maybe they were 6,000,
about
something
that.
Like that.
Yeah, four to six.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So around 2002, the original KNFB Reader product was born. And that was a Microsoft PDA with a digital camera strapped to its underbelly. And this thing could fit in, I would say it would fit in a coat pocket. So it was pocket size, but you had to have some pretty deep pockets. And I guess I mean that in more ways than one, because it was not inexpensive. And it was a great device. You could carry it around with you. And you can do many of the things that you can do with KNFB Reader today.
What was interesting about that device was that it took some existing technologies that were commercially available, so the price per unit was not unreasonable. It wasn't a totally custom-made design. So it took an existing commercial camera and an existing PDA and married them together with some special software. So that was really clever to get the price down that way.
That is true, and that notion started really coming to fruition in the 90s. In my first career, I was a database engineer for Lockheed Martin, and all of the buzzwords was about COTS products, common off-the-shelf integration of products, where you would buy these products that existed already, whether they were hardware and software, and glue them together to make a product rather than building it from the ground up. And this is a great example of that. And it did bring the cost down dramatically, and it was very powerful. And time marches onward. So around 2010, we did the same thing again with a Nokia cell phone running the Symbian operating system. It had a camera in it that was quite advanced for its time. So these cameras had Zeiss optics in them, and they were high enough quality that this little cell phone that could fit in your pocket, any pocket now, did the same chore.
And as I recall, the cost of that was now about $1,000 instead of $30,000.
Yeah, it was around $1,000, maybe a little more than that. Then, of course, Symbian operating systems vanished, and Nokia is not really a thing anymore either. So in a few short years, the Apple revolution happened, and now everyone has an iPhone. So for quite a while, there's been this idea that we needed to get KNFB Reader to run on the iPhone. And in late 2014, that came to be. The first iPhone that could run KNFB Reader, well, I'm going to say it was the iPhone 5, because that was the iPhone that was out at the time. But we did a little backfilling, and it can now mostly run on an iPhone 4S. It's a little bit slow, but it does, in fact, work on the iPhone 4S, which, if you think about it, that was a phone that was out, 4 years ago now? So it's a dinosaur by technology standards, but it still works with KNFB Reader. And in fall of 2014, the app was released in the App Store, and it cost $99.99. So this product went from over $1,000 to $100.
It's truly incredible how technology has marched on and how the costs have dramatically decreased like that. And also, I think the quality's improved. If you look at the speed of recognition, I've been using the KNFB Reader on my iPhone 6. And, I snap a picture and almost instantaneously it starts to read. I don't have to wait 2 or 3 minutes for a page to start reading.
That's right. In fact, it is continuing to recognize the page while the reading happens. We recognize the first few lines and get it going, and then the rest of that recognition happens. So you can have the effect of instant feedback, and I love it. You take a picture and it's reading right away. Yesterday at dinner, I snapped a picture of my receipt, or my bill actually, and I knew how much dinner was, and I knew right away as soon as I hear that shutter sound. And then it starts reading. That's one of the greatest features of KNFB Reader, is the convenience. If you had to wait a minute to recognize the page you had just taken a photo of, it wouldn't be the convenient, portable, easy-to-use product that it is. That's what sets KNFB Reader apart, is being able to recognize text instantly wherever you are. And Peter, you've been using KNFB Reader. How hard is it to use?
Well, I have been, and I'm really impressed. I mean, in addition to the speed, as you've mentioned, the other thing that impresses me is how robust it is and easy to use. So I remember the early reading scanning systems that we've been talking about, and you had to, first of all, get a very clear copy. If I had a copy of something that had smudges or the print was a little blurry or I didn't orient it right, there would be an issue. This thing, I snap a picture of something and most things it just reads right back, and it doesn't care about the quality of the print too much. I mean, every once in a while it'll make an error, of course, but for the most part, it'll read virtually anything I take a picture of.
Well, and the thing that really impresses me, because I've been paying attention to all this adaptive technology that Pete's been using over the years. You know, the initial ones, you needed a page of text. If it ran into anything peculiar, like heaven help you, there was a figure on the page, that was a problem. But, you know, Pete took this thing to the grocery store. He can bring anything to its knees, if that's possible. And he snapped a picture. We happened to be in the canned tomato aisle. So nothing was black and white, you know, the text where it said the manufacturer was maybe yellow or gold and the can was mostly red and the angles were strange and nothing was flat because these were all cans and the fonts were who knows what and what kind of crazy sizes, you know, nothing you'd find on a printed page. And it just la-di-da went from one end of the shelf to the other reading the titles of these cans of various types of tomatoes.
It was very funny. It started going, Hunt's tomato sauce, Hunt's tomato sauce, 20 ounces, Hunt's. I was impressed. I mean, I just took a picture just to see what it would do, and it was really kind of neat.
So what, you stood a little bit back from the shelf and just took a picture, and it was reading the contents of several different cans at once?
Yeah, I wanted to see what aisle I was in. I figured, let me see what this thing can do.
Yeah.
So a lot of books and magazines come electronically to me these days. I don't have quite the need for a scanner that I used to have. But for example, we'll get items in the mail and Nancy will leave them on the counter sometime. And I'm wondering, what's this piece of paper lying here? And I'll just take out my phone, snap a picture, and I know what it is and I can read the contents. Or if I'm in a hallway, I remember visiting some people a couple of months ago. We were standing in a hallway and I noticed we were by a bulletin board and there were some items up there. And I just wanted to read what was on the bulletin board. I turned around, snapped a picture. It started reading what was on the bulletin board.
So I have two things to mention there. The first one is that I don't have a Nancy. So when I come home every day, I take my pile of mail. And I usually leave a scanning stand on my table. And every evening, I do that triage that sighted people do all the time, in which 90% of your mail gets immediately discarded because you look at who it's from and you know you don't need to even bother with it anymore. So that whole process of piling things up and getting a reader and going through everything, a lot of that time and effort is gone. I have friends who regularly would employ a reader, you know, a couple times a month, and now maybe they're down to a couple hours once a month for some things that they maybe need to fill out forms or something. And the KNFB reader has really taken the place of that.
Well, and you just mentioned the stand that you can get for your KNFB reader app. And that's fantastic because otherwise, although the KNFB reader app is very good about compensating for getting things at a funny angle, if you have a stand, then it doesn't need to do that. That's all taken care of.
That's right. There are a couple advantages of a stand. The first one is that you are at the right distance, the right focal distance, and you don't have to really think about that. And the second is that you have both hands free to fiddle with the paperwork. So you can open an envelope, you can flatten out a page, you can, if it's something that might fold up, for example, you can hold both sides of it flat and you can take the picture. And if there are multiple pages, there's a document stand mode where you can turn the pages of a document and KNFB Reader will take the picture for you when it sees that the text has changed. And that's a pretty quick way to get a whole bunch of information recognized at once.
The other thing that I found very nice about the app is you can tell it's designed for visually impaired people. The interface is very clean and it's very easy to find the functions you want without doing a whole lot of flicking around the phone. And they make it easy to access many of these functions and use them.
Yeah, that is really the intent. And you can tell that because it's the other big button on the front of the KNFB Reader app is the Field of View report. And that is, yet again, one of those functions that sets KNFB Reader apart. It's what lets a blind guy learn how to take a picture of a document effectively. It tells you how much of the document KNFB Reader can see. So it'll say, like, the top edge and the left edge are visible, or all four edges are visible, but not all the corners are visible. And then it'll also tell you if the document is rotated one way or another. It'll say rotated clockwise relative to the camera, or anti-clockwise going the other direction. So that can really help you learn how to take a picture in the first place. And my experience is that I used the Field of View report constantly in the first month or so that I had KNFB Reader. And then I got pretty good at knowing how to take a picture. And I didn't worry about it nearly as much. And you don't have to be quite dead on. You can often have three edges visible and get a pretty darn good read on a piece of paper.
And my experience was quite similar. I used it a lot at the beginning just to learn you know, how it wanted me to hold the camera and what it wanted me to do. But I quickly found that it was a lot more forgiving, and almost anything I took a picture of, as long as I was in the right general area, came out pretty good.
How hard is it to learn how to use the KNFB Reader app?
Using is the easy part of this whole process. The hard part is learning what smartphones are about, learning what you can do, probably learning VoiceOver, because, you know, you and I have already done that, but learning that from the ground up is a whole set of concepts you have to learn, especially if you've never been a computer user. Once you get those things worked out, using KNFB Reader, there's no learning curve. You're able to photograph something right away and have it read to you.
If you can use the phone, you can use the app.
Absolutely.
So I thought it was worth maybe mentioning some other features of which people may not be aware. Two that I thought were interesting was, one is the ability to read images that you may receive as an email attachment. So maybe you get a JPEG image of something in an email attachment. You can easily open that up on your iPhone and send it to the KNFB Reader app and have that read to you, even though it is an image. And the other feature I thought was interesting and very useful that people should be aware of is the fact that it's very easy to transfer these documents into like text format or HTML format to a Dropbox account or to share these documents with other applications. So it's easy to get that information out of the app itself to someplace where you might want to work with it a little differently.
Yeah, that's right. I've been doing a lot more recognition of PDFs lately. Someone sends me a PDF, and even accessible PDFs are sometimes not as accessible as you'd like them to be. And it's pretty darn easy to pull it into KNFB Reader and recognize it. And as you said, if I want to then save it in a different format, I can save it as a text file or RTF file or an HTML file. And then I can read it lots and lots of different ways and in lots and lots of different apps. It's not necessarily anything about KNFB Reader that makes that so easy. It's the sharing between apps and the features for that in iOS. It's one of the things that makes iOS such a powerful platform for KNFB Reader. And the same is true on Android, to be completely fair. They're very comparable. We have an Android version of KNFB Reader as well. You can get information into and out of apps and get them to play nicely with one another because of considerations that have been built into the operating system.
What languages does KNFB Reader support?
Currently, KNFB Reader can recognize text in 13 different languages. It is also not very much of a secret that over the past months, we have been recruiting beta testers who speak several additional languages. And at some point in the near future, I'm not going to quote a date, we will be adding another several languages. Russian and Greek are definitely in that list. There are several others. So the number of languages that KNFB Reader can recognize is increasing, and we intend to make KNFB Reader available to as many people around the world as we possibly can.
So are you still looking for additional beta testers, possibly in additional languages?
Yes, we would certainly welcome additional testers for these new languages that are coming on. And we'll probably be adding even more of them throughout the year, so that there is more to come in terms of language availability.
Now for this week's final item, how to learn more about the KNFB Reader app.
So if people want to acquire this app and find out more about it, where do they do this?
Okay. So KNFB Reader is available in the App Store. You would buy it in the same place you would buy Angry Birds or any other app on iOS. In the Google Play Store, it's the same thing. It's right in there. You download it in the conventional way. If you want to learn more about KNFB Reader, you can go to knfbreader.com. And there we have the user manuals. We have all kinds of information about what kind of devices are compatible with KNFB Reader, because not quite all of them are. Android is a little bit different in that there are thousands of devices out there, and not all of them support KNFB Reader. We have what I call hardware guidelines, the minimum hardware specifications and what we recommend for a really good experience. And then you would have to install it on your device, which you can do for free with the Android version of KNFB Reader, by the way. For just this reason, you would have to install it and make sure that it will in fact work, because many manufacturers do things to Android that sometimes get in the way of apps working properly.
So if anybody has questions, is there a phone number or an email address where they can contact you?
There is both. The email address is support@knfbreader.com. That's support@kilo-nancy-foxtrot-bravo-reader.com, knfbreader.com. And my direct phone line is 347-422-7085, and that will ring right to my desk.
And do you have a social media presence?
We do. KNFB Reader is on Twitter, @KNFBReader. And we have a Facebook page, and the best way to find that is to just search for KNFB Reader. And we tweet frequently. Often we post tips and tricks or where we might be presenting or whatever else is going on around KNFB Reader and related technology.
The other thing I wanted to mention was I was thinking of putting together some demonstrations of the application in use, but on your website, Jim Gashel did some great demonstrations of each of the particular functions of the device, and they're very clear, very well done for each of the functions you'd like to perform. So I would suggest people look at those if they really want to understand how the device works in action and get some hints on how to use it more effectively.
Yeah, I agree. Jim did a great job making those videos happen, and they are all in a section of the website called the Online School.
So I understand there might be an opportunity for people to see the KNFB Reader in action reasonably soon.
That's right, Peter. So the first week of July, starting June 30th, actually, is the National Convention of the National Federation of the Blind. It's in Orlando, Florida. And throughout that week, KNFB Reader will have a table in the exhibit hall. We will have KNFB Reader running on different devices, iPhones, iPads, Android.
And in case you weren't writing all of that information down, all of that contact information can be found in our show notes at www.eyesonsuccess.net.
That's it for show number 1625. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about services that are available from the American Foundation for the Blind. We'll be speaking with George Abbott, director of the AFB's Press and Professional Development Department, about some of their many services, including Vision Aware, Family Connect, Career Connect, Access World, and others. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-210-8094.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. Browse the full archive of programs, find instructions for subscribing to the podcasts, and much more at www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also find us on iTunes, follow us on Facebook and on audioboom.com, @EyesOnSuccess, or Twitter @_EyesOnSuccess. We hope you'll join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success and have a nice day.